Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness, here we go again. Some people don't know what limits really means, but if, you know, from present events, the only limit is how far we, the people, will not get involved. How far does it go before we do anything? Well, when people find a law that works against the Marxists, it is ignored. Imagine that. The situation is known as anarchy. A lot of people heard that word before. And the problem is anarchy means a complete lack of any authority, be it law or morality. You combine it all in together, and it fits. So, you will need two things, the will to fight and a weapon to give you authority. My goodness, that sounds nasty. I ain't calling for anybody to do anything, but for anyone who hasn't noticed, we are in a battle for freedom and our country. If you don't stand up now, we're not liable to have either one. All the neighbors need to form groups. You may not know each other, but get to know each other. You want to survive? This is the way you do it. Form groups and get in touch with the militia. Sometimes you have some problems with that. Well, they probably don't trust everybody, not like most people. Now, what you got to understand is how serious this is. For anyone who has noticed, we are in a battle for freedom and our country. Do you get that part? Now, all the neighbors need to form groups, get in touch with the militia. Now, that don't necessarily mean you've got to be the one that's in your state, but they may be able to give you in person the name or the number of somebody who's in the militia in your state so you can get in touch. Okay, now, what you don't realize is how serious this is. This is the start of Armageddon, the final battle between good and evil. That's how serious it is. I put it on a biblical level simply because that's what it is. There are some things in print that I'll cover, some lightly, some in depth. I'll follow with some intel, things that people don't know that they probably should know or should have been aware of at the very least. But it doesn't get any real complicated one way or the other. I'm going to get most of this stuff from the Washington Examiner, September 14, 2021. And one thing I noticed was that they really get some good jokes. Well, they got this guy standing at the counter for disaster relief. He says, I need some disaster relief. Lady sitting behind the counter says, which disaster? Fire? Floods? Hurricanes? No, it's easier than that. It's called the Biden administration. I'm making fun of the president. We had an unemployment scheme that went from 600 down to 300 and was canceled. Now, think about that very carefully. It expired this month. And I'm so happy. Here's what the government needs to do. The simple solution to this problem would be for the government to do nothing. Would you believe that when people can't make their bills and all that sort of thing, and the kids is hungry, you have a tendency to go find a job of some sort, some way to make some money. And I don't mean take a gun and go rob people either. With inflation already growing faster than wages, the last thing the economy needs is another $3.5 trillion in deficit-funded spending. It just lays it off, kicks the can down the road. You ain't got to pay for it until you feel like it. But here's what the culmination of this editorial is. The best thing Biden could do for the economy is take a nap until 2024. He looks like he needs it. And last sentence says, the country certainly does. Biden's lies, keep coming amid his Afghan evacuation debacle. Yeah, well, that's some of the intel I got covers some of that. And I'm sure the Pentagon and a few others ain't going to like it. Biden tries and fails to change the subject. That's from Hugo Gurdon, letter from the editor. The president's claim of having given citizen plenty of warning to get out was false. How many lies is he going to tell? I mean, hard enough Biden is. hard though Biden is trying. It is impossible for him to change the subject. Then you got that treasonous traitor, General Mark Milley. He might be joint chairman of the, the Chiefs of Staff, but he's been weighed in the balances and found wanting. The boy is definitely guilty of treason. You hear that? Somebody should send him a copy of the show and see how he likes being roasted on live on a show. Well, here's another one. Rolling Stone gathers no facts. They're just a bunch of liars. They just go along with whatever. They say that one of the doctors used to work there a long time ago at this particular hospital is telling some big ones testimony. They relied solely on the testimony of Dr. Jason McElry, who's not been employed in by a hospital in the area for the past several months and who has never treated a ivermectin overdose. That's that horse warmer that seems to work against COVID. Uh-huh. He claimed that so many people were overdosing for ivermectin, that an antiparasitic drug that is used in both humans and animals for various purposes, including COVID-19 treatment, that Oklahoma's emergency rooms were packed to the point where gunshot victims were having hard times getting to facilities where they could be get definitive care and be treated. Well, he offered no evidence to support this allegation, and Rolling Stone reporter didn't bother searching for any corroborating evidence either. But this is always the nice part. One quick phone call to the hospital system McElroy used to work for confirmed that none of what he said was true. A big lie. And Rolling Stone's magazine ran with it. And it's just Sequoia has not treated any patients due to complications relating from taking ivermectin. That's a quote. Now think about it. Oh, here we go. Why did Rolling Stones publish such a thinly sourced and easily debunked story? Well, at this point, do you really need to ask why? Oh, that's very simple. Uh-huh. Surprise, your dating app probably loves abortion. So what? At colleges, it's not raining men. Well, men represented 71% of those who chose not to go to college. Now, you think about that. They're more likely to fall off the map because sometimes by choice, sometimes by unknowingly. You got to remember something. Smart choices about the costs and benefits of college education are something to be considered. You don't get an automatic job just because you got a degree. Many of the young men who said they chose not to go to college said they did so because they didn't see enough value in the degree to justify the expenses. Ooh, they'd rather find a trade skill that pays well immediately and figure out the rest later. Oh, I bet there are a lot of men and women with a lot of student loan debt and a long corporate ladder left to climb who wish they would have done the same thing. That wasn't too bad. Homeward bound. I wish I was. Okay, well, you got all kinds of things going along with this. Expectation to go back back to school, work, restaurants, travel, back to civilization. Ooh. Least troubling was what was first an edict and then a request. Stay at home. Stay at home. An age wrongly guided by wanderlust. Oh, man. It is slow and boring here in West Virginia. I'm going to go to the big city. Guess what? 90% of the people that moved out are moving back any way they can. Now, here's the here's the gist. Frederick Buechner wrote a book, The Longing for Home. He wrote, and this is a quote from the book, "The word home summons up a place, more specifically a house within that place, which you have rich and complex feelings about. A place where you feel, or did feel once, uniquely at home, which is to say a place where you feel you belong and which in some sense belongs to you, a place where you feel that all is somehow ultimately well, even if things aren't going all that well at any given moment. When you go on a battlefield and you pull the trigger, you can never go home. That's just one of the things that you give up. The Wizard of Oz, that's a study of homesickness. Well, sentiment about the home front, those who were fighting in a war were eager to get back to it, and those who were left behind were eager to hang on to it. And it goes on and on about that. And as I said, you can never go home. Remember that. Oh, my God. Yes, Biden blew it. Afghanistan's withdrawal didn't have to be a shambolic humiliation. Well, now, everyone ignored the plan. Ooh, what plan? I'll tell you in a minute. Because it was Trump's. Political BS. Heaping piles of stinking political BS. Oh, Pyongyang payoff. Washington's ready to fall into Kim Jong's and strap again? Well, how many times will the United States pay North Korea to shut down the same nuclear reactor? The answer so far is 3. Although the White House seems increasingly ready to make it 4. What do? They bribe them to close it down. Got a problem? Throw money at it. It'll go away. Yeah, until it comes up again. Uniformity is killing America. Conformity is the death of a diverse and live and let live culture. Makes everyone think they're losing. Oh, my good Lord. Huh. Americans today see themselves in the apocalyptic terms. Now, I just described something that was pretty apocalyptic, and that's Armageddon. Both sides envision themselves locked in a pitched battle against the forces of evil. Ooh, both sides are evil. That means we need to get rid of both of them. A religious quest, a crusade to purge the infidels and make straight the path for the Lord. And both sides seem paranoid that they are losing the holy war. Oh, my God. Conservatives look at the culture, which they insist is upstream of politics, and see progressives in charge of Hollywood and academia. The left, meanwhile, sees on the judiciary a bedrock of conservative jurisprudence that cannot be moved. Both sides despair for the losing cause and hate the other all the more. We, the people, in 21st century America, have become much more diverse than our culture and political institutions allow. What do you mean? You mean people don't play the race game no more? Yeah, you got it. Live and let live. Social and governing elites will not let us alone. They will not let us live and let live. They want to stir the pot. Well, the New Deal vastly expanded the authority of the federal state, while the Great Society grew it even more. Oh, you know, getting into your pocket or telling you thou shalt do this or that. The result was a striking diminution of state and local control over all manner of issues, social welfare, environment, labor activity, education, energy, that had, since the founding, been mainly out of federal jurisdiction. And guess what? It still is. America was awfully diverse, was an awfully diverse place, full of people not only with different ethnic, religious, and cultural backgrounds, but also competing views on what the public good actually entailed. Well, large swaths of people feared the consequences of their opponents being in charge. Oh, gosh. Worry that they will wield the vast power of Washington, D.C. to impose their values on everybody else. Go on your knees, knave. This gives our elections a fraught, paranoid feel on both sides. And the left feels particularly aggrieved by the conservative dominance of the court, for it is immune to democratic accountability. They're not an elected group of people. Oh, my. What are we going to do today? Hollywood promises values and priorities that celebrate the left while demeaning the right. We're going to hit you from everywhere. Social media worsens these feelings because it puts us in one another's faces. You know, a conservative in the 50s could pick and choose his media. He could read National Review without ever having to read The Nation. A liberal could do the opposite. Now the left and right are thrown together in the social media sandbox. I would suggest the word sandbox need to be litter box. Twitter to Instagram and more, they are acutely aware of each other. Ooh, our government demands uniformity, while our cultural institutions likewise impose it on us. You going to act right or we're going to cancel you. You don't have a card, you can't get in a restaurant, all that sort of, okay. Then the hit of the whole thing. No wonder it feels like we're in the battle of Armageddon. Remember, I told you about it. Every morning when we check the news and log into Twitter or Facebook. It's getting deep out there, ladies and gentlemen. The president's approval is sinking, even among Democrats. And you know what I say? Good. And the White House was asked a question. The reporter responded that the question was actually about Afghanistan. None of the other stuff matters. E-cigarettes, oh boy, they stop one and it's like whack-a-mole. Another one pops up to take its place. Well, you get used to it. More loaded documents making a comeback. Now, I don't know what your security is on your computer, but it should be up to snuff. It should be able to handle the screwy things that come out when nobody's watching. Now, by screwy, I mean you get viruses, you get a special code that tells your computer to obey, among other things. Malware loaded documents making a comeback. Cyber criminals have effectively used Microsoft Word to infect computers. Two cybersecurity vendors recently noted malware getting spread through a tried and true method, Microsoft Word documents. Ooh. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, cybersecurity vendor Netskope Threat Lab observed that 43% of all recent malware downloads were malicious Office documents, including Microsoft Office, Google Docs, and PDFs. Oh my God. They got VPNs, virtual private networks. Get one, stick it on your computer. It might cost you $100. It's worth it. Other cybersecurity experts echoed Atlas VPN's perspective. We got serious problems with all this. These dummies open suspicious attachments. In addition to targeted emails, social media applications can target victims and distribute malware. Ooh, today's professional human hackers have gravitated from using spam email to unique spear phishing attacks delivered through social media. Oh, boy, you don't want to be on the wrong end of a spear gun. All office document types have become more complex, and we now send them around with URLs for where they are hosted instead of actual documents. Send the real documents. Or you risk infecting a whole bunch of people. The attack only has to work for one person in an organization. The attack vector can be business mail, personal mail, Slack, Signal, Apple Messaging, Facebook Messaging, among many others. Think about the Facebook Messaging. Don't do it. Most business users are flooded with emails. By my objective opinion, the average office worker receives at least 50 emails a day. I ain't got time to check that. Read it. Don't download it. And in a lot of cases, if it's really funny looking, don't open it. Democratic senators from gun-friendly states sink Biden's embattled ATF pick. David Chapman, an unabashed gun control advocate, saw his nomination languish, and Biden pulled the plug on it. Isn't that nice? When you're up against insurmountable odds and everybody and their mother-in-law is telling you you're full of it, well, now, there's a book. That's called Death of the Senate. Last man standing, fear Senate is dead. Woo. Clearest warning that hyper-partisanship is killing the politics of compromise and bipartisanship in Washington and America. He cited the tight battles over Supreme Court nominees and critical legislation over the past dozen years and how key senators shifted from workhorses to show horses. Horse and pony show, anybody? He watched the centrist members quit or shifted leftward or rightward, and much more partisan lawmakers, notably New York Representative AOC, came to town. Oh, what a dreadful, nasty day that was. Extremes can't lead. Now, this is what he says in his book, and I agree with him. It came out at the right time. They can disturb, they can win, but they can't lead the country. Ooh. So many of my colleagues wanting to be noticed, rather than accomplish something out of the limelight. Oh, my goodness. It gets deeper. Biden's demand for a $3.5 trillion social welfare expansion. Nelson said that Washington tribalism will be on full display with just a handful of centrists calling the shots, among them Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Yay! Most of what we achieved and we feel good about then and now was bipartisan. Think about that. Oh, yeah. For the eighth straight week, the New York Times is set to reveal that conservative TV and radio talker Mark Levin sits atop its nonfiction bestseller list with his American Marxism. I got my copy. You need to get yours. And it's not expensive. Ooh, a semiconductor shortage is negatively affecting the auto industry. This is also his record high price for new automobiles. Yeah, and it's not going to get better. We must secure our supply chains by expanding production and manufacturing right here in the States. Bear that in mind. The bill, titled U.S. Innovation and Competition Act of 2021, has yet to pass the House. Maybe we need to start calling everybody and their mother-in-law. The longer we wait, the worse the supply chain crunch will become. Ooh, then we got Mr. Moore. Stephen Moore is finance and economics columnist for the Washington Examiner and an economic consultant for Freedom Works. Too many Americans are hardly working and not working hard. Why aren't 8 million workers allegedly looking for jobs? Filling any of the 10.9 open positions? Well, government welfare policies are clearly keeping American millions of them from taking the jobs. Why take a job, add the expense of all that, when you don't need to. You still get the same amount. Why work? And in many of the cases, he says in some cases, I'm going to say in many cases, workers are just cutting their income. Why? Well, inflation's moving faster than your wage increases. That's why. Continue to extend bonus unemployment benefits past Labor Day deadline. Well, the deadline has come and gone, and it has stopped. Problem. Inflation is running ahead of wages. Wages are up 4%. Cost of living is up more than 5%. I think I smoked too much. Massive government borrowing and a multi-trillion dollar money printing to fund the spending stampede in Washington. Send the price tags higher on everything from gas, hamburgers, to airline tickets every week. Now, if you ain't noticed inflation, you ain't been to the gas station. It used to cost you, you know, like $20, now it costs 30. Half of all small businesses are hiring and have multiple job openings. Pay workers more, they say. Many mom-and-pop firms can't afford to pay the wages of the big box stores or large corporations. They ain't got the money. So, where does this leave us? This would only raise the taxes on those who are working. Fan the flames of inflation, pass trillions of dollars of, and more of more costs onto our children. Ooh-ee. My. Policy of make work pay? Now we have a de facto federal and state policy of making sitting on the couch pay. Ooh. Let's hope this gets workers back in the workforce to earn a paycheck rather than being handed a welfare payment. Getting a welfare check, are you? My. Now, trans is flawed. Defense of reality. I put a post about that in my last deal. And left-leaning women articulated their problem with gender identity-based civil rights laws, such as the proposed Equity Act. All smoke and mirrors, all BS, the right doesn't exist. Think about that. Now, we'll keep continuing here. I think one more to hit, maybe. Oh, looky here. Hugo Gurdon. Springtime for terrorists and the Taliban. Well, now they got a country of their own. Thanks, Biden. They also got all our guns and ammo. And, oh, boy. Well, have Canadians worried of Trudeau's vapid wokeness? Yeah. We'll see what happens during the election. New York. GOP questions about Hunter Biden's long big money art show. My. What is this? Come on. Oh, the fun is about to begin. The feminization of America. What will it look like? I've seen some of the faggoty-looking things standing there. They're supposed to be Antifa or some kind of soldier. Oh, man, it couldn't make a good jockstrap out of all of it. So, Alexander, foreign policy is generally not top of mind for voters. Afghan's a little different. We still got 100 people sitting over there ready to be consumed by the Taliban under Sharia law. Now, we got a little bit of intel. I thought you might like a little intel. First of all, every time Biden and the radical Marxists try to do something, he gets shot down by some court judge or whatever. And that's been the basic case, all of it. Now, you want to get into the real nitty-gritty? Guess what? Biden and the Joint Chiefs are lying sacks. And the reason I say that is that I did a little checking with some people. I got boots on the ground in places that nobody knows I do. And guess what? Trump left a basic plan. It was a rough outline, I'll admit. It was not a polished, finished kind of thing, but it was a plan. And guess what it was for? The smooth, orderly withdrawal of our people from Afghanistan in such manner that we would not have the super chaos that we're witnessing under the idiot that's presently in the office of the presidency. His female partner doesn't do much more than AOC, brays like a donkey at everything, no matter what it is. Now, we are in a pitched battle for freedom in our country. And the problem is, this is the start of Armageddon. Now, it's not going to stay here. It's going to be moved out of here the hard way. You're going to have people taken down to the seashore, tossed in the water, and told to swim for it. What am I supposed to swim for? I guess anything that'll hold you up so that you can breathe. Oh, and watch out for the sharks. They're probably hungry today. This is the start of Armageddon, the final battle between good and evil. Now, good would be the freedoms that people can have. I didn't say they do have. I wish it was set up in a correct manner, but it's not. Now, here's the problem. The problem is that we, the people, have let it go too far too long. Number two, right back to we the people. Black lives don't matter. If they did, somebody would have in the community would have gotten some money from the Black Lives Matter movement and put it to good use by addressing the violation of your constitutional and civil rights in neighborhoods, whether it's poor or what, doesn't matter. Those things need to be taken up. Ain't nobody done it. And that's going to leave us with one thing. Got a gun, got ammo, ready to shoot somebody if need be. You should be if you're not. Oh, man, do you realize what kind of a mess you're going to be in? They will come to your house in force, tell you, get on your knees, slave. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bother anybody. Uh-huh. You want to cry and you're puddling on the floor. Be my guest. As for this old crusty soldier, there just ain't no way in hell that I am going to bend my knee to something like Biden. That boy just needs to go take a nap in his basement for about 3 or 4 years, not come out. Harris, you need to go see that his drawers and his laundry items in the bed down there are changed to regular. I'm sure his wife's probably tired of it and would appreciate a break. Here's what it is. They have told Biden he's out. Harris goes with him. Number two, and this is the neat part, Pelosi won't admit this. She ain't got the guts. But they told Pelosi that if she goes for the office, she'll be executed. Think about it. Talk about fun and games. Well, that's about as fun and games as it gets. What I'm looking to accomplish with this particular show is to tell you just how deep in the toilet you are. When you see your hat floating and you're standing under your hat, you know you got a problem. That's what them big brown things swim around in there with you is all about. You've heard in Full Metal Jacket about being in a world of shit. Well, guess what? It's about to hit the fan. And I don't mean nicely either, because the people I've talked to are done and over with being nice. So everybody take this show and put it out and let other people, keyboard warriors and all those other sites, suck this up and chew on it a little bit. Now, I've asked people to put their comments in on the Facebook page. Ah. Montana and I are now fighting land management, playing a game with the new grazing plan to remove all domestic animals from BLM land, replaced with free-ranging bison for their private playground held with an electric fence is already being built. Well, that's simple. Make sure you get some of them people that represent the BLM out there and toss them on the fence. I mean, you want to have fun. You want to watch somebody's gonads light up. That definitely works. Will Dunham indict more people sooner or later? He should, and I don't know whether it'll be sooner or later or when exactly. I haven't got to that yet. But he ain't playing games. You notice he took Hillary's main lawyer and slapped him upside the head and throwed him up against the wall and says, your room's over there. It got bars on the window. Get in. Get. Go on. Well, it's going to get worse. And by that, I mean that they're going to try to pull some stuff to compensate for things that we don't consider to be something that should be done under any circumstances, like the treasonous traitor General Milley talking to China and saying what he did. Oh, and by the way, if we really got to, I'll see if I can get the recordings. Ooh, Milley, you didn't know that. China records that sort of stuff. They figure they can maybe use it later, beat you over the head and say, hey, you want me to release this? Or do you want to comply with all we got in mind? You know? yeah, you got North Carolina just strikes down state's voter ID law. Well, horse manure. That needs to definitely be appealed. Because the judge can't make a ruling that disfavors everybody. And that does. Because I voter ID means that illegals, yeah, that's right, I used a dirty word, illegals. The guys that ain't got no green card and ain't got no business being here and are not citizens can't vote without an ID. Oh, that's why they want to give them driver's license. That'd be an ID. Yeah, well, that won't cover what I'm talking about. And the simple fact of the matter is that it's not a constitutional level of a deal. It's more than that. Small business to Biden corporation tax hike plan. Just leave it alone. Don't screw with it. You've already screwed things up enough. Look at Afghanistan. You want to make it worse? Are we going to use your paycheck and whatnot to cover some of the costs of all those illegals that you invited in? Oh, and why don't we have an M60A1 or an M70 battle tank sitting there guarding the border? Oh, well, Biden won't let us do that. Well, he's one that's privately owned. There are several out there that I know of. And if I know of them, then that means that you can find out about them pretty easy and you can deploy them. Now, recoilless rifles, grenade launchers, mortars, there's all kinds of things that can be used that people do have. I know you got them. I did my homework. So, you know, let's start a war. They want to play? Tell them all to either go back, make an announcement. You either go back to Mexico or we use this machine gun. And at that point when you say use this machine gun, put a few rounds in the ground. Or we use this machine gun on you. Which do you want? I bet you had never seen it a buddy pack as quickly as somebody that wants to get out of the way of gunfire. Whether it's a machine gun, a tank, or what it might be, doesn't matter. But I guarantee you they boogie. Now, the problem everybody's got is taking action. Now, you got a choice. You want to be put on your knees by somebody as nice as Kamala Harris or some other dink like Biden? Do you want Pelosi to say, bow before the Almighty? Yeah, well, I hate to tell you, but that's your choice. You got that, or stand up. Now, I said for the neighbors to get together in groups. I mean it. If you don't, you're screwed. Individuals are ill-equipped. I'm in a position where I can get around it. Are ill-equipped to take on an extraction team. You want to take it down to the nitty-gritty? What do you think they're going to do when they get you out of there? Oh, my. Haven't you heard of the beatings and tortures and things like that that have been going on for years? You might want to bone up on all the nasty things that have happened recently. Well, my suggestion was to tell me what your take is, all right, if anybody is brave enough. Well, think about it. Are you brave enough to put your stuff on the line, put some skin in the game, and say, hey, let's see where it goes? Now, the intel is that Trump had a plan. It wasn't a finished plan. It was a rough draft. But it basically said a nice, orderly, a few at a time, people leaving. To include, oh, you're going to love this, the billions of dollars of equipment that we left behind. Yeah, that's right. And we were going to take the weapons, the small arms. We were going to take it and the ammunition, along with the explosives, et cetera. But that was Trump's plan. Oh, you can't have that. You can't have that shit. Well, it came up from a certain general that's part of the Joint Chiefs and mentioned lightly by an admiral. And the admiral got demoted, but they're not going to screw with the guy, with the general. They know better. So, will Dunham indict more people sooner or later? Well, it depends on how squeaky the wheel is in terms of Clinton's lawyer. Now, the problem with that is that if he squeals, Clinton's go down. And I mean they go down hard. And there's a whole load of other ones in different powerful positions that will go with them. Number three on all this is not difficult. If you understand all that I've told you right so far, you'll understand that we have a position where we can still fight and win this. Now, I don't mean that we got to go out there on a battlefield. That's something I don't really want to do, but it's something to consider. Therefore, I'll tell you all to take what I've given you and run with it. And the reason I say that, it's time to go out there and get her done.